My name's Rick Steen. I'm 39 and I live in Blackburn.
Hi, my name's Vernon Hay. 27 years in the oil and gas industry. I'm 53 years old.
My name's Anne Payne. I used to work for Fugro Subsea in the inspection department.
When I first got laid off, I was like, oh great, I'll be job next month, no problem. So I phoned up all my old place, all my clients and everything, and I was like, you know, give me a job. And they're going, no, we're scared of visas on ours, we can't give you one. And then I tried everywhere else and no, and then it's just like you said, after about a couple of months,
then you start
thinking, oh, then maybe this is a bit more real. And then a few more months goes on and it's a bit more real, and then, like you said, you start to self-doubt, you start to get
what have I done wrong?
What have I done wrong, yeah.
It affected my health, you know, I got depressed. I was on antidepressants for 6 months, just gotten off them, and I used to sort of say, how can people get depressed? But once you get it and it hits you, you know, it's not good.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Your life just changes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you think you were paid too much?
No.
Not for hours in the places I was working in, you know. Mm. When I told you the figure I was on, it sounds a very good figure, you know, but what I was doing, you know, what I'm doing now, and I'll certainly swap salaries again, believe me.
The positions and my positions, a lot of these positions are highly trained and highly skilled, and the cost of doing something wrong is cataclysmic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to wheel off a couple of names. You have to be very high trained. You're working in a very sensitive environment. You need to know what you're doing. And so, unfortunately, you're going to have to pay for those skills. And that's where the big wages come from.
Are there any good things about being made redundant and...
Spend more time with the kids, that's about
it.
Yeah.
Your family,
being on your downtime all the time.
Well, my wife works in Dyson, said the level of traffic, because Dyson used to be a car park at 4:30.
Yeah.
And she says, she gets home, when we live in Blackburn, which is like, you know, just over the hill, and it used to take about 45 minutes to get from Dyson to Blackburn, and now she's home in 10, 15 minutes. So the traffic has gone.
Well, what I'm noticing with working in Plan B is, you know, the city centre itself, you know, Friday nights in Aberdeen. Every Friday evening at the end of the month when people are getting their salaries, it's dead.
Yeah.
Well, you see every other week there's hotels closing, pubs closing, taxi drivers are suffering, Plan B. You know, it's a knock-on effect.
Yeah, there's a lot of knock-on effect.
We see what it's done to Aberdeen.
A lot of quite surprising knock-on effects as well. I mean, like
it's
you say,
lots,
the taxi drivers don't have the traffic from the docks to the heliport and on. The letting agents don't have people renting flats.
Yeah.
When you tell someone you're a redundant oil and gas worker, do they feel sympathy for you?
No, no chance. I think people are laughing at me.
No. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to start lying and say I worked in the steel industry.
I don't drink a lot, but I was out for a beer with my wife one Sunday afternoon. Two guys laughed at me. They thought this was funny. Ken, how's he going to survive now? We all hope it comes back. Not for me, but like the younger generation, you know what I mean? And I'm still getting, as I say, I'm a taxi driver now, and I'm still getting it every other day. That's my last trip. I'm still getting paid off. I'm trying to explain to these younger guys, I know what you're going through.